We're back live talking boys basketball now. The Irish floor is warming up down to my right against the Tri-City Prep Jaguars, and I've mentioned the standings several times in this broadcast. Tri-City Prep boys 5-1 in the conference, 9-7 overall under head coach Joe Perez, who always does a very good job with his guys. Walla Walla Valley Academy at 5-2 and 14-2 overall is in second place. The Knights were undefeated a couple weeks ago, and then the Jaguars beat them to give them their first loss of the season and their first league loss. And the Knights lost earlier this week on the road up out of Soap. The top of the poise standings is tightening up. Tri-City Prep at 5-1, Walla Walla Valley Academy at 5-2. Soton at 5-2, and Tri-City Prep will travel back here to Walla Walla tomorrow night, actually the college place, to take on Walla Walla Valley Academy. The Sales boys are in fourth place at 2-4, so if the district tournament were to start now, the Sales would be eligible for what they would call a play-in game against the fifth-place team from the South, the Northeast District, for that final district tournament spot. So the Irish boys, probably not much of a chance to get in the top three, but they need to solidify their hold on fourth place. They're 2-4 right now, a game ahead of Waysburg Prescott Jubilee Christian Academy at 1-5, and Dayton at 1-5. The Irish boys, a chance to sweep the series with Dayton tomorrow night on the road. The Sales boys, a little bit shorthanded in this one. They lost to the Jaguars earlier this year. We'll talk about why the Irish, well, are a little shorthanded, and we'll talk about how they matched up with the first-place Jaguars back in December. We'll be back on 100.7 FM KSFS.
A healthy cat can live a long time. Thanks to modern veterinary medical care, cats can live to be 15, even 20 years old. After cats reach 8 years of age, however, they are more susceptible to diseases associated with aging. Have your older cats examined at least once a year by your veterinarian. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital and Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
There's a very good reason why RV owners love the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op. RV owners know they'll find everyday discount prices on gas, diesel, and propane. They know they'll find a roomy outdoor bay for washing their RV. They know that the co-op has a convenient tank dumping station. And finally, no matter the time, day or night, RV owners know they can use their co-op card in the C-Store. Everything about the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op makes RV owners happy campers. Stop by, stock up, and head out.
Do you need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burns Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burns Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on sizes available. That's 520-1467. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burns Street RV and Mini Storage.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at the Sales High School. The Irish fans firing up the fight song. Irish boys warming up against the Jaguars. Get ready to take on the Jaguars. The Irish will be a little shorthanded. Matt Moore, the 5'6'1 senior, does not play on Friday evening due to religious commitments. And then Luke Fazari, the hustle machine for the Irish boys, the 5'11 senior, has been knocked down flat on his back by the flu bug. So Coach Griffin is of about two seniors who he counts on a lot, Luke Fazari and Matt Moore. And that's a little Freudian slip, I guess, to lead into a segue into my next thing I want to talk about. First Lieutenant Matt Pizzari. Those of you associated with the Walla Walla Catholic Schools and the Walla Walla Valley in general know that Matt was killed in action in Afghanistan this past summer. The senior class is currently sponsoring a fundraiser to try to raise funds to get a detractable/retractable flag, American flag, that will come out of the holder in the on the ceiling at center court, and on a remote control apparatus it will come down for the national anthem, and then across the housing that holds it will be etched in memory of Matt Pizzari. And the seniors are holding a fundraiser for that. They're selling wristbands and other things and taking any kind of donation to help defray the cost of that item. The goal is to have it ready to go for graduation at the end of the school year. So hopefully we can reach that goal. And the bracelets they are giving out are those soft plastic bracelets. And etched on the bracelet is, "Life is hard, but God is good. First Lieutenant Matt Pizzari." And at the start of tonight's ball game, and this is information that's been given to me by assistant coach Kevin Miedema, the Irish boys will present all of the Jaguar players with a wristband. And then the Irish boys will put those wristbands on and take the court. Now, you cannot wear any jewelry on the court, so the Irish boys are going to be taking a technical foul in the process. Now, we'll see if the Jaguar boys return the favor by wearing their wristbands out as well. But anyway, Matt Pizzari continues to be honored, as well he should be, by the Walla Walla Catholic Schools community. And it's unfortunate that Luke isn't able to attend tonight's ball game home with the flu. But as the Jaguar players are announced, and then the Irish boys are announced, they'll exchange those wristbands. So speaking of lineups, in alternating fashion, two number threes, Anthony Perez, a 5'7" sophomore, will start. He had 6 points when these teams met back in December. Forgettable game for the Irish boys, where they were pounded 52-29 in that ball game. We'll talk more about that in a moment as I was talking about the wristbands. Riley Roach, 6 foot senior, listed as a starter. Number 12, Joseph Loftus, will start. Loftus played sparingly and did not score the last team time these teams met, so the 5'11 junior surprised to me as a starter. Joshua Guajardo, a 6 foot senior, will start. Guajardo just 14 points when these teams met last, and in their last three games, all wins, he has scored 13, 9, and 18 points, so he's hot lately. Travis Payne is listed as his counterpart, the 5'11 senior for DeSales, has 16 and 15 points in games, the last two games of the Irish, a loss to Asotin and a loss to Riverside of Boardman on Tuesday. Dane Peterson will start. He's not even listed on the roster. He was on a JV roster. He's a 6'3" sophomore, so Peterson, up off the JV program, has earned his way into a starting job. Cameron Richmond will start for DeSales, 5'11" sophomore. Cameron had nice offensive efforts in his last two ball games, 18 and 17 points, including Dairy Queen Player of the Game honors in the loss Tuesday to Riverside, a game the Irish lost 63-55. And at number 42, Mateo Ledesma is starting. Coach Perez really changing up his starting lineup for this one. I'm curious why. And as I look down there, the big guy, Briar Westerfield, is not in uniform. Westerfield, 6'3 junior, is extremely physical inside. Has apparently not made the trip down. Maybe he's got the flu bug as well. Brady Versteeg will be the other starter for the Jaguars. The 6'3 junior had 12 points in these teams met last year. And as I mentioned, the Jaguars are hot. They've won their last three games. Last Friday, they beat Dayton 49-38. Beat Whitesburg Prescott Jubilee Christian Academy 60-50 and beat crosstown rival Liberty Christian 52-38. And now they bring out the wristbands. And the officials, I'm assuming, have been made aware of this as well. Bill Boggs, Keith Farns, and Jim Sanders. And the whistle will blow. Coach Boggs will tell them to take their wristbands off. And I guess they won't start the game with a technical foul. I didn't finish the starting lineup for DeSale. Riley Roach, Travis Hain, Cameron Richmond, Adam Eskel, 6-foot junior, and Connor Richard, the 6'4 sophomore, gets the start. When these teams met back in December, DeSale was pounded inside as the 6'3, 6'3, 6'3, 6'1 front line of the Jaguars just pounded the Irish for a total of 37 points in that game where the Irish were beat 52-39. So Connor will give the Irish some height, but they're missing Matt Moore and Luke Cesar. Guajardo drives in and lays it in to start the ball game on a positive note for the Jaguars. Eskel on the right wing with Guajardo on him. Now dribbles around, gives it to Richmond. Cameron tries to drive in, cut off by Loftus. Ball tipped out of bounds. They say last touch. Boy, we got some sound feedback that's creating some issues up here right now. My vote is turn it off. Jaguars inbounds after the Irish. Now we got all kinds of distractions going on, and I'm right in the middle of it. We've got microphones creating a lot of feedback. Sissel's trying to keep things under control on the court, and the ball was actually touched by the Jaguars, so the Irish will inbound it after they'd inadvertently given the ball to the Jaguars. They'll throw it in the backcourt to Richmond. Cameron will bring it back in the front court. Now pass the running wing to Eskel. Defense has been a hallmark of Joe Perez's Jaguar teams. Held the Irish just 29 points the last time these teams met. Eskel throws it into the right corner. Unfortunately, Riley Roach had cut to the baseline, and that's a turnover on the Irish. DeSale shows full court pressure. And so no technical fouls called. The Irish take the wristbands off. And a long three by Anthony Perez. He hits it from the right corner. Just dribbled up, picks up the dribble. The Irish defense sagged off, and the Jaguars off to a quick 5-0 lead. Hain on the right wing with Perez on him. Up top it goes to Richmond. Richmond dribbles left to right, gets it down the lane. Steps in our office, puts up the shot, spins in and out, and he'll earn free throw. Good job attacking the basket by Cameron Richmond. Fouls on Loftus, his first. So the sales went from a relatively experienced roster with four seniors, two seniors not in uniform tonight, Luke Pizzari home ill, and Matt Moore, the religious commitment to keeping him out of uniform tonight. Cameron Richmond hits the first free throw. Irish down 5-1 as the Jaguars, Guajardo with a 2 and Perez with a 3, have hit their first two shots of the game. Richmond's second free throw is also good. So Cameron gets the Irish on the board. Down 5-2. Guajardo dribbles right through four players. Gets a 2 for C. So Loftus. Loftus goes up strong. Can't hit the shot. Rebound tipped around. Eskel chases down the loose ball. Eskel now will get in front court to Cameron Richmond. Now right corner to Riley Roach. Riley picks up the dribble. Loftus right on. That's Ledesma on him. Now top it goes to Eskel. Eskel dribbles outside the arc on the right side, now to Richmond. Deep three over Loftus. He's got it. Cameron Richmond's got 5, all 5 of the Irish points, and they're tied at 5. Hain and Loftus collide at half court, and that's a foul on Travis Hain. But Cameron Richmond answering the call offensively has scored the first 5 points of the contest for the Irish boys. 6:22 to go, first quarter. We're tied at 5. And we've got a youngster running in front of the official, so he'll hold the ball, and now they'll inbound it to Guajardo. Hain on Guajardo, now Loftus on the left wing. Loftus dribbles with the foul and kick right side to Redmond. Redmond drives in, can't get Richard in the air. Now swing it to Ledesma. Ledesma kisses one off the glass, won't go. Long rebound tipped by Redmond. Roach tips it keeps the dribble. Now he's stripped by Ledesma. Now with it is Guajardo. He goes up strong. He's fouled by Esco. Both teams hustling after the basketball. That's one of those 50-50 balls that coaches talk about. And the Jaguars got to it first. Guajardo attacked the basket and will shoot two free throws. Joshua Guajardo, as I mentioned, 13, 9, and 18 points in his last three games. The Irish held him in check back on December 15th, holding him to just 4 points. He misses the first free throw. We're tied at 5. And the second free throw is good. The Irish trying to get the bad taste out of their mouth from a two-game losing streak and that loss on December 15th to these guys. Little pass inside, stolen by the Jaguars. Perez has got it. Quickly the other way to Guajardo. Guajardo from 12 feet won't go. Rebound Esco. Esco will push into front court. And he'll go all the way into the lane and now dumps it to Roach, who's fouled. That game back on December 15th, the Irish are down 29-21 at half. They actually trailed 23-8 early in the second quarter. And went on a nice 11-0 run. And then scored the first basket of the second half. Then we're outscored 23-0. Didn't score again until a couple of late threes, losing the game 59-29. 52-29. And there's a shot from the corner by Hayne off the inbound. It won't go, but Roach is right there to put it back in and score it, and the Irish lead it 7-6. There's a long shot by Perez. Won't go. Rebound. Redmond's got it, and he puts it in. There's the heights of the Jaguars, the 6'3". That's Peterson, excuse me. Dane Peterson, 6'3 sophomore. Darryl Galloway has checked in for DeSales, and as has Emile LeConte, as Richmond and Asheville come out. Up top to LeConte, Irish down 8-7. LeConte on the drive, splits the defense and lays it in. Different players will have to step up offensively with Moore and Vasari not on the bench tonight. Guajardo drives, kicks it to Redmond. Shot won't go, rebound Galloway. Ball's loose on the floor, Ledesma's got it. Galloway and Perez collided, does probably a good no-call, and the ball came loose. Perez now has it, pulls up from 17 on the right baseline. Somehow kissed off the glass, won't go, rebound to Riley Roach. Bounces pass through the defense to Galloway. Galloway wants to run, gets it ahead to LeConte. LeConte in traffic, stripped by Loftus, and he gets it to Redmond. Good defense gets it to Peterson. Now, of course, to Ledesma. Ledesma drives baseline, blocked by Roach. Peterson gets the rebound. He can't get it. Now LeConte comes the other way with it. 4:10 to go in the first quarter. LeConte gets it to Galloway. Galloway dribbles down the right side. Now in the right corner will shoot the three. In and out. Stays on. Rebound tipped around. Kept alive by Richard. And ball's loose and out of bounds. Whistle blew. The officials not sure where it went. They say off the Irish. It'll be Jaguar basketball. Richmond and Eskel check back in. LeConte and Roach come out. 9-8. The Jaguars with the ball. The Sales with the 1-point lead against the league-leading Jaguars. Perez passing the half court as it's tipped away by Richmond, and then Perez gets it back to Guajardo. Thought maybe an over and back call, but they say Richmond tipped it. Now Guajardo drives baseline, cut off by Galloway. Takes the shot, won't go. Rebound inside. And then by Versteeg, and then blocked out there by Richard, but a foul called on Connor Richard. A lot of contact, likes the contact. Connor, 6'4 sophomore. Coach Griffin can convince that guy to play physical. That will really help the Irish cause as we head in the final couple weeks of the regular season. And the Irish try to make it into the district tournament. Brady Versteeg, a 6'3 junior, his first free throws off the mark. Versteeg had 12 points the last time these teams played. That foul on Connor Richard is the third on the Irish. 3:37 to go first quarter. Versteeg will try to tie it on this free throw. He will. So we're tied at 9 in the first quarter at the Sales. The Jaguars at 5-1 in the conference. The Irish at 2-4. Richmond passes it inside to Richard. It goes off the foot of a Jaguar player. And they're going to call kick the ball against the Jaguars. Tied at 9 here. 3:32 to go first quarter at the Sales. Galloway looks inbound it, gets it to Richard in the lane. Goes up over Versteeg, shot blocked. Connor gets it back. Now he'll kick it out to Hayne. Over to Richmond. Richmond will shoot the three. It's short off the end. Rebound Guajardo. Guajardo splits the defense on the dribble. Still in the with the dribble all the way the other way. Shot won't go. Rebound, Esco rips it away from Versteen. Good, strong rebound by Adam Esco. Crowd liked it. Galloway, wild pass to Haynes off his hands, off the rim, all the way out front. Richmond gets it. Now Richmond stripped by Perez and gets the ball back. Swing to Haynes. Haynes for three from the corner. In and out won't go. Rebound Perez for the Jaguars. 3 minutes to go in an entertaining and competitive first quarter. Perez will shake and bake between the leg dribble. Now gets the Loftus. Loftus with Galloway on him at the top of the key. Now right wing to Mahardo. He'll hold the ball and call the offense. He gets the screen from Versteeg. Back to Versteeg on the give and go. Stripped by Haynes, but the loose ball goes to Peterson. Blocked out of there by Richard. Loose ball picked up by Richmond. The other way to Eskel for three. Off the ammo goal. Rebound tipped around and out of bounds. They say last touch by Connor Richard. Connor Richard got the block shot. Now he'll come out. And Riley Roach checks back in. Connor Richard's one of those sophomore players that isn't getting any minutes on the JV team and limited minutes in varsity action. Coach Griffin's got to find a way to get him minutes to get better. Versteeg finds Peterson down low on the press break, knocked out of bounds by DeSales. Irish play the passing lanes there. Into the Jaguars is Alex Montalongo, a 5'5" sophomore. Juan Cortez checks in for DeSales. So Coach Griffin's very shorthanded on the bench. They get inside to Versteeg. Shot won't go. Roach with the rebound after Versteeg misses, and then Roach throws it away. Versteeg got on the inbound, missed the shot at 6'3", got it back. Roach tried to block it, got the ball away from him. Then Riley, for some reason, threw a line drive bullet right at the shins of Cortez and out of bounds. Out to Montalongo. M-O-N-T-E-L-A-N-G-O. Now with the ball is Perez. Swing it over to Versteeg. Eskel on him will sag off. Up top to Montalongo. Montalongo dribbles to the left elbow. Now to Versteeg. Now over to Pacheco. That was Peterson to Versteeg. Now with it is Perez. Shoots a three. Won't go. Galloway out of there with the rebound. And he'll slow it down now. Get it in the right wing to Cortez in front court. Now back to Galloway. Up top between the circles to Eskel. Adam gets it off to Cameron Richmond. Wants a dribble drive. He spins in the lane. Didn't spin, jump stop in the lane is the word I'm looking for. His shot blocked out of bounds. Now LeConte will check in for Juan Cortez. So Coach Griffin trying to keep his players fresh in and out of the game. 9-9 in a very competitive first quarter. 1:44 to go in the first. Galloway looks inbound and gets the corner to Esco. He'll fire 17-footer, won't go. Rebound for Steeg. Has it slapped away by LeConte. Out of bounds, they say Emil touched it last. Jaguars will inbound against Irish pressure. 1:39 to go, first quarter. Mateo Ledesma, could it check in, though? No, they say no, and now the ball's thrown away. So we have some confusion there. Ledesma came to the scorer's table to check in, just kind of ran right out on the court, but the ball had already been handed to the Jaguars. And there was some confusion there. The Jaguars threw it in bounds. Nobody was looking. Ball rolls out of bounds. So logistics, an issue there. Ash getting bounced to LeConte. LeConte powers up, shot won't go, rebound. Tipped around LeConte, fighting for it, he's got it, tries to get it to Roach, slapped away and out of bounds by Versteeg. Sales principal, Wallowa Catholic Schools principal, John Wolfskill retrieves the ball, gets it back to the official Bill Boggs. Gets it to Galloway, who inbounds it now to Esco. Left top it goes to Richmond. We're still tied at 9, 1:28 to go first quarter. Galloway reverses the dribble. Right elbow, takes the jumper, won't go. Rebound, Montalongo. Montalongo only 5'5", but he comes out of there with the rebound. Gets in the front court to Perez. Perez kicks out to Guajardo. Guajardo drives the lane, checked by Galloway, knocked away. Guajardo gets it back to Lopez. For Perez, three on the way, won't go. Rebound, Roach. Roach outlet to Galloway. Galloway halfway out of control, but gets to hold the ball. Now Darryl in the front court, gets it to Richmond. Richmond finds LeConte on the baseline. Cut off, kick out top to Eskel. Open for three on the way, in and out. Rebound. LeConte inside with the board. Tries to get away from the defense. He does. That's the good news. The bad news is he travels. 52 seconds to go, first quarter. Like the effort and hustle by the Irish. The shorthanded, the sales Irish hanging in with the first place Jaguars. It's 9-9. LeConte steals it from Montalongo and lays it in. LeConte steals the inbound pass. The Irish lead 11-9. 43 seconds to go, and then LeConte runs into Montalongo and fouls him. So the Jaguars are missing Briar Westerfield, the 6'3 junior for someone, a big physical presence inside, who had 9 points and a bunch of rebounds. Lost my notes on that game when these teams met in December. The Irish missing Fazari and Moore. Right now the Sails up 11-9. Guajardo flips the defense, ball tipped away from him now though, and Galloway's got it at half court. Now left wing to Richmond, three on the way, off the iron won't go. Haskell runs down the rebound, good hustle, out top to Galloway, swing it to Richmond, he'll try again from three. This one's also off the mark, rebound Guajardo. Cameron hit his first three of the game, but he's been off the mark since then. Now Perez with it to Guajardo. Guajardo drives the foul and gets it to Ledesma on the baseline. This ball is blocked, stripped by Richmond ahead to Lacan, and I'm going to have to describe that. Ledesma went in from the left side. Cameron went up to block the shot. Not only blocked it, he scooped it, ripped away, and took off the other way with it. Very athletic play by Cameron Richmond. Ball's out of bounds at the Irish end of the quarter with 8.6 seconds to go in the quarter. The Irish will inbound leading by two. They try to get into the front. It's knocked out of bounds by Guajardo. The Irish will try again. Now 7.3 seconds to go in the first quarter. Galloway will inbound. Tries to get into Roach. Can't do it. Down the left corner goes to Eskel. Up top to Richmond. Four on the clock. Richmond checks it. He'll try to throw a wild three up. It's an air ball. But the Sails can't get a good look. But a good first quarter for the Sails Irish. They lead the first place Jaguars 11-9. After 8 minutes on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
If you can count on one hand how many times your vehicle has let you down, that's way too many. But every time, you can count on Walla Walla Transmission. You've got a busy life, and you have to have a reliable vehicle. To make sure your auto keeps running right, have Walla Walla Transmission perform all your preventive maintenance, service, and repair. Complete transmission fluid, flush, and filter change starting at just $165 plus tax. When your vehicle needs the best service and repair, Walla Walla Transmission is there. 525-8710. And on Facebook or W2Trans.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Again, not very observant. I mentioned that Briar Westerfield is not on the Jaguar bench. 6'3 junior who started when these teams met in December. Also not there is Bailey Rebot, the 6'1 senior who had 12 points when these teams met in December. So both teams missing some players and different looking teams that met back in December, and the Irish will try to take advantage of the shorthanded Jaguars. Shorthanded themselves are the Irish, and so far the Sails looking pretty good on their home floor here in late January, leading at 11-9 after losing to these guys 52-29 on December 15th. Roach gets it into Eskel. He loses the handle and then travels. Eskel, Richmond, Payne, Roach, and Richard, the group that started the game for Alan Griffin, is on the floor. Montalongo, Perez, Guajardo, and Ledesma, and Versteeg on the floor for the Jaguars. Montalongo fires the three, won't go, follows his own shot, gets the rebound, now gives it off to Versteeg. Nobody blocked out Montalongo. Now they get it to Guajardo. His shot blocked by Eskel. Controlled by Adam Eskel. Good defense by Adam Eskel. Now the front court goes to Roach. Roach up top to Eskel. Be interesting to find out where Revis and Westerfield are. They've got that big game tomorrow against Walla Walla Valley Academy. Not that this isn't a big game. There's a foul on a rebound on a missed shot, and the foul is on Riley Roach. We've got a timeout on the floor. 7:15 to go in the half. The Sales boys up 11-9. Neither team has scored here in the second quarter. Be right back on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
We're back to live action after the timeout. The Jaguars will bring in the front court. Montalongo swings it over to Guajardo. Now to the elbow to Versteeg. He pulls up from 15 and scores it from the left elbow. Brady Versteeg, the 6'3 junior's first basket of the ballgame. We're tied at 11. Richmond in the front court with Perez shadowing. Pass from the lane tipped away by Guajardo. Guajardo talked the official into that one. As it went out of bounds, Guajardo immediately pointed at the official and pointed that way. The official looked at him. I won't say who the official is. Kind of got a funny look on his face and said, okay, we'll give it to you. A little gamesmanship there by Guajardo. They swing it over to Peterson, the 6'6'3 sophomore, fires a long shot, won't go. Long rebound chased down by Richard. He gets it to Hayne, now to Askell. Askell into front court. The left wing goes to Riley Roach. Roach picks up the dribble, now left corner pass goes to Eskel. Eskel with Peterson on him. Peterson collides with him and fouls him. Just two fouls on the Jaguars. Sales has committed five fouls. The Irish did not shoot a free throw in the second half in December over in Pasco. The Irish just not aggressive offensively, but they're much more aggressive tonight. We're tied at 11. Pass up top. Ledesma slaps away from Roach and out of bounds. But they say Roach touched it loud. As it goes about eight rows up into the bleachers. Well, five rows. I exaggerate. Often. 6:26 to go in the half. Both teams struggling here in the second quarter. Brady Versteeg's 15-footer, the only points of the second quarter. Peterson in the lane over Eskel. Off the eye, won't go. Rebound tipped around. Ball still loose. Ledesma's got it. Irish can't control the offense. The defensive boards. They get to Perez and he travels. But the Sales getting beat up a little bit on the offensive boards, and Coach Griffin, I know, doesn't like that. Got to get after those loose balls. Cameron Richard walking into front court. Perez will push him to the left. Now he crosses over behind his back to get to the right wing. Now Hayne with it on the pass, looking inside, nobody open. Up top to Roach. Ledesma sags off in. Now left wing pass goes to Eskel. Eskel holds the ball overhead, pass. Slapped out of bounds by Peterson, right to Irish Athletic Director Greg Pizzari. Adam Eskel inbound with 17 on the shot clock. The always suffocating Jaguar defense. They are very fundamentally sound defensively. Irish have not found a way to score here. 2+ minutes into this second quarter. Eskel gets it inbounds to Haynes. Deep on the left wing of it. Travis surveys the defense, tries to take Guajardo inside, spins, loses his footing, keeps the dribble, gets it to Neil LeCon, who's checked in. Now to Adam Eskel. Eskel between the circles. Four on the shot clock. Eskel will get it to Roach. Roach will fire from the right corner. Off the arm won't go. Rebound for Steve. Good defense by the Jaguars. The Irish keep get a look. Now Perez will bring it into front court. We're tied at 11. Left wing to Peterson. 6'3 sophomore gets the two for Steeg from 14 off the glass. Way too strong rebound, Darryl Galloway, who's also checked in. Galloway's pass ahead, stolen by Peterson. Going out of bounds, he'll save it to Versteeg. Good hustle. Jaguar fans like that. Now Perez will spin around, hold the dribble up, gets to Guajardo. Now back to Perez, who holds it on his right hip. Goes around the screen, gets it over to Peterson on the right baseline. Up top to Ledesma. 16-footer straight away, he's got it. Mateo Ledesma, first bucket of the ballgame. The Jaguars lead at 13-11, 4:54 to go in the half. Sales has not scored here in the second quarter. Galloway on the drive, no look, goes in. He looks like he's going to pass to Bright, dipped the shoulder and laid it in. Nice drive by Darryl, and the Irish are on the board in the second quarter. We're tied at 13. They had to Versteeg behind the defense. Perez found Versteeg. Roach didn't see him. Versteeg lays it in, and the Jaguars lead 15-13. The Irish go to sleep in the press on defense. LeConte with the drive, and he's fouled. Both teams shorthanded in this ballgame and playing very competitively. The guys who maybe don't see as much playing time getting in there and getting after it. And one of those guys is Emile LeConte, who already has 4 points, a 6'1 junior at the line to shoot two. The foul was on Versteeg, his first. 4:29 to go in the half. Sales down two. LeConte's first threes are off the back of the iron, too strong. Connor Richard and Juan Cortez are going to check in. Roach and Hayne come out. So Connor Richards, 6'4 sophomore, got his first varsity start. And Adam Eskel, who also started the game, are in there along with Cortez, LeConte, and Galloway off of Coach Griffin's bench. Emile's second free throw is in and out. Rebound for Steve. So the Jaguars maintain their two-point lead, and Fajardo will bring it into front court. Now gets it on the right wing to Anthony Hinkson, a 5'11 senior, checking inside to Versteeg. His shot won't go. Rebound Galloway, and Hinkson pushes him in the back and fouls him. Hinkson did not play when these teams met back in December. Chrysler Prep, their last three games all wins. Friday over Dayton, last Friday, last Saturday over Waitsburg Prescott, Jubilee Christian Academy, and then Tuesday against cross-town rival Liberty Christian. Juan Cortez dribbles into traffic, tries to get a shot up, and it's blocked. He's generally listed at 5'8", more like 5'5". 5'6", to be very generous. Up top, Redmond's got it. Check out Peterson. Keep calling him Redmond. He graduated from Jaguars Tri-City Prep program several years ago. Well, a couple years ago. He's at Carroll College now on a football opportunity. Guajardo, kick out to Hinkson. Shot clock down to five. Back to Hinkson. Hinkson will have to fire it up. It's short. It's an air ball. Goes out of bounds. Good defense by the Irish, forcing the shot clock violation. Competitive basketball game. The Sails trying to pull the upset against the shorthanded Jaguars. The Irish shorthanded themselves, missing Matt Moore and Luke Fazari tonight. Luke with illness, Matt Moore with religious commitment. Cameron Richmond is checked back in. It's passed on the wing, stolen by Guajardo. Cortez did not come to the basketball. Now a whistle and a foul. And they're going to call an offensive foul on Guajardo. So the Irish get a big break there. Richmond threw the ball on the right wing. Cortez did not come to the ball. Guajardo, on the spin move, threw out the shoulder, the elbow with the stiff arm, and Bill Boggs, the official, caught him. The Irish get a break there. 3:23 to go in the half. The Sails down 15-13, but they have the basketball, the chance to tie. Defense, the chance from the Jaguar fans. Lacoste down the right wing to Richard. Cut to the basket as Lacoste pass inside, and we've got a whistle and a foul on the entry pass. Richard tried to get it to Lacoste on the give and go. Foul from the Jaguars, Anthony Perez. His first. The Jaguars have committed now 7 fouls. I'm missing one. I've only got him for 6. The scoreboard has him for 7. So Neal will shoot the front end for 1-1, and he gets it. Nice shot by Neal. He missed his first 2 free throws, but the 6'1 junior now has 5 points. And hit that very important front end of the 1-on-1 opportunity. You don't get the second shot if you don't make the first in a non-shooting foul. Second one is off the mark. Rebound Ledesma. Takes it away from Richmond. Now out left to Perez. Jaguars up 15-14. Front court to Guajardo. Down the baseline now for Steve. Up top to Guajardo. Camp from the Irish fans is now defense. Guajardo kicks out to Hinkson. Now over to Perez. Perez drives, cut off at the elbow left side. Now gets to Mateo on the right wing. Now to Guajardo. Guajardo loses the ball momentarily, picks it back up at the top of the key. Down low to Versteeg, up over Richard. Partially blocked, ball loose, out of bounds off Guajardo. Connor Richard, the 6'4 sophomore, blocks Versteeg inside. 2:44 to go in the half. The Sails down 15-14. A low-scoring struggle here. 11-9 at the end of one quarter. The Jaguars have outscored the Irish 6-3 here. The Irish just 1 field goal in the second quarter. Cortez up top between the circles to Rote. Swinging left wing to Esco. Adam Esco, Perez on him. With the dribble, now pass inside. Knocked away by Hinkson. Loose ball picked off by Perez. Sales tried to force it in there. Good defense by the Jaguars getting in the passing lane. Guajardo up top to Hinkson. Now right wing it goes to Perez. Cortez on Perez. Uses the screen. Pulls up from 17. It's way short. Rebound Riley Roach. Riley will bounce pass it ahead to Cameron Richmond in front court now. Hinkson checks him at the foul line. Swinging left wing to Perez. Lopez. Yeah. Cortez. Couldn't get it out of my mouth, but Cortez got it in the hoop. Juan Cortez hits the 3. 17-15. The Sails goes from 1 down to 2 up. Up top to Guajardo. His 3 won't go. Cortez with the rebound. Little one. The 5'8 junior pushing it up court. Now right wing pass goes to Richmond. Richmond drives in, stripped by Ledesma, gets it back now to Roach out top. Now to Esco with the ball on the left wing. Looking for a cutter, nobody there. Now he'll give it off to Roach on the right wing. Riley, one dribble. Now hands off to Cameron Richmond. 1:30 to go, first half. The Sails with the ball, leading 17-15. 10 on the shot clock. Eskel with it now in the right corner. Richard wants it down low. Backing in on Versteeg. Kick out to Eskel now. Eskel on the drive. Bounce pass inside. Kicks out of bounds. Good defense by the Jaguars. 17-15. The Sails with the lead and the ball, but just 3 seconds on the shot clock. Darryl Galloway checks in. Checking in for the Jaguars, number 34. He's not on the roster. I'm guessing this is the younger of the Guajardos. Well, he's got a timeout on the floor. The Sails will try to run the inbound play and score with a 3 on the shot clock and add to their lead when we come back. 100.7 FM KHSS.
Colder weather calls for warmer bed coverings. As the blankets and comforters come out of storage, why not get them professionally dry cleaned at Stewart's French Dry Cleaners? Stewart's has been Walla Walla's first choice for dry cleaning since 1919, and with good reason. Stewart's has the latest in dry cleaning technology, the mending services are first rate, and most important of all, Frank, Mike, and Gerald Lyons are all around good guys. You'll find Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 214 East Alder Street in Walla Walla. Call Stewart's today at 529-0662.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Irish will inbound it to Juan Cortez. Fires a 3 from the corner off the iron, won't go. Eskel will chase down the long rebound. The Irish will reset. Get it to Galloway. Puts the defense in the lane. Shot won't go. Rebound to Brown. Versteeg tipped it off the bottom of the backboard bracing. And out of bounds. That should be our ball. It was off Versteeg. I'm getting fired up here. Good ball game. Versteeg tipped the rebound and went off the backboard, which is the bottom of the backboard bracing, which is out of bounds, but it should have been off them. Here come the Jaguars in the front court. George Guajardo, who came in the ballgame, will shoot up. Won't go. Rebound Roach. Roach out left to Galloway. Takes it away from Hinkson. Darryl pushes it to the half court. Into the elbow right side. Kick out to Roach. Swing for Juan Cortez. Cortez between the circle. Drives in. Strip. George Guajardo's got it. Guajardo's a very diminutive-looking youngster. He's not on the roster now. He picks up his dribble and travels. I would say he's a freshman or a sophomore. He's about the size of Juan Cortez, about 5'6". Joshua Guajardo is a 6-foot senior. I'm guessing they're brothers. So the Irish with 36.3 seconds to go in the first half with the ball and the lead in a low-scoring competitive ball game. And then they get to Galloway. He's had the strip by Hinkson, but Hinkson's straddling the half-court line, and over back is the call. And that's Coach Perez is saying he never went into backcourt. He had his 1 foot in front court, 1 foot in backcourt. That's that 3 points, both feet and the ball, crisscrossing that line. I always get that one confused. Well, the Irish have the ball back. Shot clock is off, 32 seconds in the first half. The Sails with the ball in the 2-point lead. Galloway with Hinkson on him. Uses the screen from Richard. Galloway still to dribble. Now top it goes to Eskel. Eskel gets it to Richard at the right elbow. Versteeg on him. Now back to Galloway. Penetrates. Cut off. Collides with Versteeg. Offensive foul. Darryl gets a little out of control at times and just puts the shoulder down to Versteeg. That's Darryl's first. Sixth on the Irish on 6 different players. So now the Jaguars have a chance to tie or take a 1-point lead with 14.9 seconds left in the half. Irish up 17-15. Josh Guajardo, the senior, dribbling against pressure, gets it to George Guajardo. Left open from 17, out the air, won't go. Rebound, Connor Richards. Richards gets it away from Versteeg, and he's fouled. Versteeg and George Guajardo both reaching in on Connor. And that'll send Connor to the free throw line, and that is Versteeg's second foul. So the 6'3 junior picks up a cheapie with just 2.5 seconds to go in the first half. So Connor Richards. Well, what a difference 6 weeks makes. December 15th, the Irish lost 52-29. Now they have a chance to lead at the half against the first-place Jaguars. Richard misses the free throw. The Jaguars get the rebound, but can't do anything with it. At the half, at the Sails. The Irish upset on their mind. Lead the Jaguars at Tri-City Prep 17-15 on 100.7 FM KHSS.
When cold weather hits, don't you get hit with a high repair bill. Instead, get a heating system precision tune-up now. Only $89 from Total Comfort Solutions.
This is Jane D'Addario from Windermere Real Estate. When buyers want to know the condition of the heating and air conditioning systems, I call Terry at Total Comfort Solutions in Walla Walla. He's trustworthy, reliable, and priced reasonably.
Don't get left out in the cold. Get the $89 special now. Call Terry Hall and schedule your heating system precision tune-up from Total Comfort Solutions. 525-4868.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Crop Production Services for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Crop Production Services is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish student athletes all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Crop Production Services, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
Fazari's is the place for unique pizza that's tasty and delicious. And the house special is the pizza that's made Fazari's famous.
Pepperoni, salami, beef, olives, and sausage is what it's got.
As well as mushrooms, sauce, and cheeses. It's then served piping hot.
So give it a try. Stop into Fazari's for a house special pizza now.
After one bite, you'll scream with pleasure.
You boys really are wacky!
Mamma mia!
Fazari's finest and Fazari's home run in Clarkston. Home of the Mama's Boys.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back? Yes, we're back. The Irish boys lead at 17-15 in a grinded out, very competitive game between the Tri-City Prep Jaguar boys, who came in at the top of the conference at 5-1, the DeSales in fourth place, 2-4, both teams missing a couple of starting players, Luke Fazari and Matt Moore for DeSales, Bailey Rivas and Briar Westerfield, a couple of big guys, well, especially Westerfield, a 6'3 junior, very physical player. Rivas, a 6'1 senior, and the DeSales with a 2-point lead at the half, 11-9 after one quarter, and then each team struggled offensively in the second quarter, just 6 points each in that second quarter. The Irish are 1 of 5 in the quarter from the free throw line, could have extended that lead, so free throw shooting continues to be an issue for the DeSales boys. Well, that's the scoring summary. When we come back, we'll be visiting with Lady Irish head coach Tim Duncan. Lady Irish, very well-rounded, wire-to-wire, 61-31 win over Tri-City Preps girls in the opener of this doubleheader. We'll be visiting with Lady Irish head coach Tim Duncan when we come back. 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Over 100 years ago, Schneller Optical served many patients from a small office on Main Street in downtown Walla Walla. Dr. Roseanne Schneller's grandfather was the optometrist who started this family business so long ago. In the years since then, Roseanne's two uncles and her father have followed in their father's footsteps. And today, Roseanne is carrying on the family tradition of Schneller Optical at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic. Come see what makes Blue Mountain Vision Clinic such a special place. 1711 Dallas Military Road, Walla Walla.
If you're wearing braces today or recently had them taken off, chances are you know Dr. Greg Fink very well. And if you wore braces more years ago than you'd like to admit, chances are you know Dr. Eugene Martin very well. Here's something else you should know. Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin are huge Irish fans, and they've been sponsoring Irish radio broadcasts for years. So if you or someone in your family needs braces, remember Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin. Along with their entire staff, they wish the Fighting Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that. Whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center, owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Proprock. That's Postal Annex Plus, proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
Are you searching for the perfect flooring for your home at the lowest possible price and not sure who to turn to? Rely on us at Connors Mr. Carpet to guide you painlessly through the process. With more than 30 years in the flooring industry, we have the knowledge and the experience to help you select the flooring that offers the right combination of performance and style for your budget. Come see our vast selection of flooring, tile, countertops, and blinds. We offer 3D visualization, installation scheduling with local professional installers, and free estimates. Visit us on the internet at ConnorsMrCarpet.com or call us at 522-0176.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at LaSalle High School. Hey, Coach Richmond, could you check the fouls for me for Tri-City Prep? I'm missing one somewhere. We're back live, but that's local radio. I've got Kelly Richmond, the scorekeeper for the boys' game, came up to bring me some shooting stats. And I'm missing a foul, so we came right back on the air right when he came up. But with me right now is Lady Irish head coach Tim Duncan. And Tim, your girl, we talked off the air. The stat sheet's kind of fun to look at in this game because you had a lot of girls do a lot of good things in your 61-31 win.
Yeah, I thought this was one of our best outings of the year. I thought the biggest thing was I thought we handled the ball better. We made better decisions with the ball. Our turnovers were way down. Because of that, our shots were way up. I don't think we converted inside as well as I'd like to. I mean, there was a chance there. I mean, Ashlyn missed a couple breakaways.
Yes.
We missed some other easy lay-ins. I know Allison missed a couple. And then our post, you know, they didn't understand they needed to cross over on their post because she was a jumper, and we refused to cross over.
A couple times.
You know, we had a chance. We could have done a lot more. But I thought it was a very good effort on our part. I thought we had solid practices the Wednesday and Thursday, and that's why I really expected us to come out and play well, and we did.
Now you need to keep that going tomorrow night. You put yourself in position now with your girls to clinch the league title, basically,
right,
up at Dayton tomorrow. They're 5-1. Just look ahead real quick to that ball game.
Well, you know, it's a game that, you know, we're going to have to pound it inside. I mean, you know, that's how we got them here. We've done some things with our flex offense a little bit to where we can isolate a little bit on the weak side of the flex. I like what our kids are doing. I really like how we played them early on. We had some post-isolation stuff and some high-low stuff set up to run against them, and we didn't really need it because our kids were really working hard on getting it into the post early off of the flex offense. You know, so we're going to pound it inside. We're going to try and wear them down inside. Hopefully we hit the boards, and hopefully Ashton Lyons continues to shoot the ball well.
He sure did 11 first-half points tonight. It's getting to be that fun time of year heading towards the district tournament. Coach, will let you get going, but Jerry Queen, player of the game.
Well, we're going to have to give out two. I have orders to give out two, and one goes to Molly Lesko, who I thought really played extremely well.
I agree. Four games, scored 8 points.
Absolutely.
Called her name a lot.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. And the other one goes to Hannah Leahy. I thought Hannah really played well for us tonight.
I agree. Very good. Okay, it doesn't matter if I agree.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck tomorrow night, Dayton.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
And the Irish boys trying to get the upset and the sweep of two games here. Back on the floor warming up. They lead the Jaguar boys 17-15 at the half. We'll take a look at the boys' stats and second half action when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
No one can read the future, but we can definitely help you prepare for the future you deserve. Bill Fleener at D.A. Davidson & Company has extensive experience in helping people just like you. Because he knows your finances are a big deal, let him work alongside you to develop a comprehensive retirement plan that fits within your game plan for funding retirement, a grandchild's education, or whatever else you want in life. Don't chance a guess with your financial future. Consult a professional. D.A. Davidson. Member SIPC.
OurCatholicNeighborhood.com is a great way for you to see what's happening at your local parish or Catholic school. Whether it's the Altar Society, the Catholic Daughters, the Knights of Columbus, or various parish ministries, OurCatholicNeighborhood.com will help you stay involved. If you have travel plans, use OurCatholicNeighborhood.com to learn more about the Catholic presence at your destination before your arrival. There are literally thousands of links to the internet-enabled Catholic world at OurCatholicNeighborhood.com. Start exploring today.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at the half. The Irish boys up 17-15 in a ragged ball game. Shooting percentages are ugly. The sale is shooting 6 for 26 from the field for just 23%, including 2 of 12 from beyond the arc. They're bombed away, but they're not making very many. The good news is Tri-City Prep is unofficially just 6 of 33 for 19%, 1 of 5 from 3-point range. So obviously a defensive struggle, two teams missing a couple of key players each, and the Irish boys scrapping, playing hard, trying to get the upset against the first-place Jaguars coming into this game with a 5-1 league record. The Irish are 2-4. Jaguars run down at Salafis, tried to dump it to Peters, and stolen by Richards, and he throws it too long up court and out of bounds. So the Sales gets the defensive steal on good defense down low by Connor Richard, but then he tries to do too much with the pass up court. So team straight turnover. Here comes the Jaguars into front court. Perez gets it to Peterson. Now down low goes to Guajardo. Shot partially blocked by Hayne. Hayne retrieves it off the backboard, gets it to Richmond. Now to Adam Eskel. Eskel down low to Richard. Cameron's is back, or Connor Richard. Gets it to Cameron Richard. Drives baseline, jump stop, trap, strip, foul. 8 first half fouls on the Jaguars. And that foul was on Brady Versteeg. Or check that. Dane Peterson is second. So Versteeg, Peterson, and Loftus each with 2 fouls. In fact, Versteeg is not starting in the second half. 6'3 junior actually didn't start the game. I'm so mixed up on both these teams are so different than my notes from the December 15th game. Haskell drives, shot won't go, and he's fouled. So Coach Joe Perez, not sure what might be going on with the Jaguar roster, but Bailey Rivas and Ryer Westerfield, two of their main guys inside, are not in uniform. Brady Versteeg, a 6'3 junior, did not start. There's a foul on Eskel. We'll earn him some free throws. That foul was on Perez. Eskel misses the first one. But let's talk about the players who are here. They're competing hard, playing hard. Eskel misses the free throws. The free throw shooting woes continue for the Irish. Eskel hits the second one, his first point of the game. Adam has struggled offensively lately. 5-0 points in his last couple of ball games. He got one there. And there's a travel called first by Joe Perez of the Jaguars, or Anthony Perez. The coach, Joe Perez, called timeout. 18-15 to Sales. We're going to keep it here and go through the stats. Scoring for the Irish, who lead it right now 18-15. 1 point for Adam Eskel, 2 for Riley Roach, 2 for Darryl Galloway, 3 for Juan Cortez, the 5'6 junior. Bang, popped in a 3 in that second quarter. And then 5 points for Emil LeConte and 5 points for Cameron Richard. Cameron, the 5'11 sophomore, came out hot, hit a 3-pointer and a couple free throws for the first 5 points of the game for DeSales, and hasn't scored since. We've got to get Cameron restarted. The Irish just 3 of 7 free throw shooting, just 6 of 26 from the field. The Jaguars are led scoring by the 5 points of Brady Versteeg, the 6'3 junior. Richmond on the drive, kicks it out to Eskel, ball slapped out of bounds over by the Irish cheerleaders. Perez and Guajardo each have 3 points, 2 for Ledesma, 2 for Dane Peterson. Riley Roach on the base sideline with it, gets it to Hayne down the right corner. Now to Richmond. Richmond drives right to left, gets in lane, jump stop, cut off, kicks it out to Eskel. Shot clock at 15. Eskel on the drive. Pulls up from 14, out the air, will go, rebound for Steve. For Steve, stripped by Hayne. Ball tips right to Loftus. Loftus in front court. Cut off, he'll back it out. And out top it goes to Guajardo. Swing it to Ledesma. Over to Perez on the left wing. This is really the first regular-looking possession for the Jaguars in the second half. Perez on the drive. Sean won't go, rebound Roach. 18-15 to Sales with the 3-point lead and the ball. Richmond in the left corner to Hayne. Hayne with the shot. It's a 3 on the way and good for Travis Hayne. His first pass and the Irish have opened up a 6-point lead. 21-15. Guajardo drives in the lane the other way. Dumps it for George Guajardo, who's checked in and goes off his hands out of bounds. So the 5-1 Jaguars, shorthanded, missing Bailey Rivas and Ryer Westerfield, really struggling against the shorthanded Irish, who are missing Luke Fazari and Matt Moore. DeSales with the ball in a 21-15 lead. Richmond, Eskel, Roach, Richard, and Hain at the starting five, doing a good job here at the start of the third quarter. Outscored the Jaguars 4-0. There's Richmond. Cut to the basket, found by Hain on the pass, and he's fouled. Richmond's going to hit the deck and go to the free throw line. Nice pass inside there by Hain. So 42, Mateo Ledesma. Ledesma's first foul. Got the number transposed there. They said 24, Bailey Rivas. He's not here. He's one of those 6'1" senior starters who's not here. And Richmond misses a free throw. So I have my notes from that Riverside game. Yeah, DeSales was 3 of 13 and losing on Tuesday, 63-55 to Riverside. And the free throw shooting continues to be an issue. 5:55 to go through third quarter. Cameron's second one is good. Cameron's first point since scoring the first 5 points of the game for the Irish. He's got six, and the Irish lead is 23-15. 8 point DeSales lead. Guajardo on the drive, puts the shot up, blocked by Richard. Controlled by Roach. Roach gets it to Hain. Hain to Cameron Richmond. Tri-City Prep has not scored here in the third quarter. 5:34 to go in the third. Irish lead at 22-15. Irish swinging the ball around. Richard passes inside towards Richmond. Richmond wasn't looking. Loose ball. Guajardo's got it. He races the other way and lays it in. The Irish turn it over. Guajardo makes him pay. 22-17 to sale. Of course, to Hain. Versteeg flies out and swings to Richmond. Deep three by Richmond. Backboard. Nothing else. Rebound Versteeg. Boy, Cameron has just lopped the touch on offense after hitting that opening three. Now to Ledesma. 15-footer straightaway won't go. Richard with a strong rebound. Now he's tied up by Guajardo. Got to be strong with the ball and keep it up high. Jump ball possession arrow in favor of DeSales. 5 minutes left in the third quarter. 22-17, Irish with the ball and a 5-point lead. Outscored Tri-City Prep 5-2 in this third quarter. In fact, it's been a low-scoring game all the way through. 11-9 Irish after one quarter, 17-15 at the half. Richmond fires a three. Off the air won't go. Rebound. Hain. Hain's shot inside won't go. Rebound at Perez. Perez reached in and fouled. Hain and Richmond both there. I think Hain got him. And Hain, good sportsmanship says, hey, sorry about the slap. That's Travis' second foul. Oh, no, they called it on Richmond? Okay. Hain is 5, Richmond is 15. So that's good for the Irish. DeSales has no player with more than one foul. Perez tries to use the pick and roll, can't do it, gets it back to Guajardo. Guajardo, that's the older one, Joshua the senior, who has 5 points. Gets it to Ledesma on the right wing, up top to Perez. Shot clock at 15, Perez pass stolen by Hain. Hain and the official get tangled up. Travis keeps his dribble down the left wing, gets it to Richmond. Back to Hain in the left corner. Ledesma right on Hain. Pass up top goes to Eskel. Back to Hain on the left wing. Now down the baseline to Roach. Roach with Ledesma shadowing him. 2-3 zone right now by the Jaguars. They've been in that most of the game. Eskel with the dribble drive. Reverse lane shot will go. Rebound and Roach tips it. And we got a whistle on a foul called on the Jaguars. The foul's on Brady Versteeg, and that is 3 on the 6'3" junior. He is a big scorer for the Jaguars. 12 points in these teams met in December. He had 6, 12, and 14 in their most recent three-game win streak. And Roach misses the free throw. 22-17, the sales with the lead, but you got to think that the Jaguars at some point are going to make a move. And a free throw, missed free throws, hopefully won't come back to haunt the Irish. Roach misses them both, Ledesma with the rebound. Now Perez has numbers in the front court to Guajardo. He'll fire the outside jumper, won't go, rebound Richard. Now ahead to Richmond. Cameron in the front court. Guajardo tricks him. That's the young one, George. And Perez has it now ahead to Josh Guajardo. He's got blocked from behind by Adam Eskel, fouled by Eskel. And Guajardo will go to the free throw line. Irish up 22-17, and from a basketball purist standpoint, definitely an ugly contest, but from someone who likes competitive high school athletics, a very entertaining ball game. And now Travis Haynes got to come out of the ball game. He's got a bloody nose. And Anna Taylor, the Irish trainer, will come out of the training room and try to help get that stopped. And Guajardo will be at the free throw line to shoot two free throws with 3:32 to go in the third quarter. Alan Griffin lobbing something with Bill Boggs, the official, as they check to make sure there's no blood on the court. I'll take that moment of pause to remind you that the Knights of Columbus clergy night, where's that informational card? There it is. I covered up. Knights of Columbus Michael Floor Council will be sponsoring the Clergy Religious Appreciation Dinner Sunday, February 10th. $10 tickets. You can buy those from any night. Guajardo misses both free throws. And we race the other way. We've got a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Ledesma reaching in. Not sure Coach Perez realizes that Versteeg has three fouls. At least that's what I have him for. Ledesma now has two, and he's going to come out of the game. And Peterson checks back in. They get it to Richmond on the inbound. Kick out top to Richmond. Richmond drives. Kicks out to Eskel for three on the way. Won't go. Rebound tipped around. Ball's loose. Guajardo's got it. Josh Guajardo, the senior, pushes hard the other way in the lane. Gets to Versteeg. Goes up strong. He's fouled by Connor Richard. Richard's second foul, and that will send a Brady Versteeg to the free throw line. The Jaguars, just 2 of 4 from the line, 2 of 6, excuse me, they did not shoot a free throw in the second quarter. Versteeg misses. Wow. Rough offensive game. And Emil LeConte checks in. Emil, the 6'1 junior, had 5 first half points, his first second half action. Comes at 3:11 to go in the third quarter. 22-17, Irish with a 5-point lead. Versteeg, second free throw in and out, and drops back in. 6 points for Versteeg. Eskel now, cross-court pass, knocked away by Guajardo. Guajardo and Richmond collide. Guajardo goes down hard. He's hurt, and they're going to stop play. And that was one of those loose ball, foul, slash, no calls, as Guajardo went for the steal, racing vertically up and down the court. Richmond coming horizontally after the ball. As Guajardo reached out for the ball, they collided. His arm got yanked back. Both players hit the deck. No call. And where's an athletic trainer when you need one? They stand around and hopefully nothing to do all game long. But now Anna Taylor's in the locker room helping Travis Payne with the bloody nose. And now Guajardo on the floor hurt. So we'll see if they can help him up. Anyway, I kind of rushed through that explanation of the Knights of Columbus Clergy and Religious Appreciation Dinner. It'll be Sunday, February 10th. At Assumption Parish, and spaghetti and meatball dinner. And you get your ticket from any night of Columbus. And Guajardo goes to the sideline, and Joe Perez, it's like a, I wouldn't want to say mass unit because that's their first injury, but boy, finding the pieces. Two players that started in December, Briar Westerfield and Bailey Rivas, are not with the Jaguars tonight. Not sure why. And now Josh Guajardo, a 6-foot senior starting point guard, is heading to the locker room now with Anna Taylor to check out the shoulder injury. Daryl Galloway has checked in for the Irish. The Irish up by 4, upset on their mind. Dusko for 3, shot won't go, rebound Montalongo. So both teams trying to scrape together a roster and enough offense to win a low-scoring ball game. Montalongo drives in. Ball knocked away off the backboard by Eskel. Eskel retrieves it. Head to Galloway behind the back. Lays it in. Galloway shows the speed. Eskel tips it up to the backboard. Got his own carom and got it ahead to Galloway. And the Irish are up 24-18. Perez in the right corner to George Guajardo. And he hits the 3. Little George Guajardo, the younger brother of Josh, hits the 3, and it's a 3-point game. Those 3-pointers are such a weapon in a low-scoring offensive struggle like this. Richmond finds Rich Roach down low, 8-footer on the baseline, won't go, rebound Peterson. So just like that, the Jaguars have the ball back, trailing by just 3 at 24-21. Swing to Montelongo. Down low to Versteeg, in on the ropes. Puts it up off the glass, won't go. Ropes with the rebound. Now get it to Galloway. Galloway wants to push it. Montelongo cuts him off the deal, will kick to Richmond. Quick three on the way, he's got it. Hammer it, but caught it and shot it. His first field goal since his first shot of the game, and the Irish are back up by 6, 27-21. George Guajardo gets it to Perez. Back to Guajardo. Swing it over to Montelongo. Montelongo puts a long shot up, won't go. Rebound tipped around. Boy, it is physical inside. Saved by Perez to Versteeg, and he puts it up and in over Rhodes. Versteeg got 8. 27-23, so the team's getting going a little bit offensively now compared to what it was. Swing it over to Richmond. Richmond drives in, flips the defense, and lays it in. Cameron Richmond's got 5 in a row, 11 for the game. The Irish up 29-23. We're inside a minute to go in the third quarter. Perez is stripped by Galloway. Galloway gets it back and lays it in. Sales getting out to the Jaguars right now in the final minute of the third quarter, leading up 31-23, up by 8. Their biggest lead of the ballgame. Montelongo's got it. Gets it down low to Peterson. He leads the lane. Short ball. Loose. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by DeSale. Both teams shorthanded it. Right now it's the Jaguars that are feeling the pain. And the pain of the potential injury is Joshua Guajardo. They really need him back. Already missing two experienced players in Rivas and Versteeg, and Westerfield, who did not make the trip to Walla Walla. Guajardo up top to Montelongo. Now to Versteeg on the right wing. Dribbles the top of the key, swing it to George Guajardo. Now to Montelongo. Drives baseline, puts a little late footer up. Won't go, rebound. Lacoste to Galloway. Darrow wants to push it some more. Gets it 8 feet away from the basket. Dumps it to Rhodes down low off his shoulder and right to Eskelman. And Adams called for double dribble. As Roach handed it to him, he bounced it and then bounced it again. 11 seconds to go in the third quarter. DeSales has opened up an 8-point lead at 31-23. Perez gets it to Montelongo. Montelongo in the front court for Versteeg. Gets by Roach. Long crossover pass to George Guajardo. He loses the ball inside. Peterson's got it. Fade away in the lane at the buzzer. Won't go. DeSales upset on their mind against the shorthanded Jaguars. The shorthanded Irish are up 31-23. With 8 minutes to go on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
In real life, good fortune does come along more than once. The key is to be able to recognize it. We at D.A. Davidson & Company believe that opportunities abound in today's stock market, providing a great chance to invest for the long term. If you're ready to learn more about building toward a financial future that meets your unique goals, it's time to talk with Bill Fleener at D.A. Davidson. Bill has extensive experience in helping Walla Walla residents to find the opportunities that are right for them. D.A. Davidson. Member SIPC.
It takes real commitment to stay in business for 40 years. Since 1972, Doyle Electric's mission has been nothing less than to be the best electrical contractor in the Walla Walla Valley. Mission accomplished. Doyle Electric has been named the best of the best for the past several years, and they've been certified by Underwriters Laboratories to apply the UL label to their industrial control panels covered under UL Standard 508A. That means unmatched safety and cost efficiency for you. To learn more, call Doyle Electric today at 529-2500. That's 529-2500.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Tri-City Prep will start the fourth quarter with the basketball, but the Irish got the offense going a little bit in that third quarter. Outscored the Jaguars 14-8. The Jaguars score by quarter, 9, 6, and 8, but they score on their first possession of the fourth. Down low to Dane Peterson, the 6'3 junior, puts it up and in from 3 feet away. Cortez is in the ballgame, shoots a three, won't go, rebound for Steve. Irish lead 31-25. DeSales trying to pull off the upset. The Jaguars are 5-1 in the league. The Irish are 2-4. Peterson at the top of the key. Drives down the right side, shot, won't go, rebound to Lacoste. Lacoste to Galloway. Slows it down, now keeps the dribble. Now up top it goes to Lacoste, to Galloway, 8-footer in the lane, off the air, won't go. Rebound, Peterson. Peterson gets it to George Guajardo. Just three players on the Jaguar bench right now for Joe Perez, as Joshua Guajardo, his 6-foot senior point guard, is in the locker room with a sore shoulder. I've got a whistle and a foul as I look down towards that locker room. Foul's on Galloway, reaching in. There, the Irish have committed 14 fouls here in the game, second half. The Jaguars have 5. Cameron Richmond's going to check in for Juan Cortez. Roach comes in as well. He'll come in for Darryl Galloway. So Richmond, Eskel, Roach, Richard, and LeConte in the game for DeSale. Eskel on Perez. Kicks it out to Ledesma. Now swing it over to George Guajardo. To Versteeg on the left wing. Up top goes to Peterson. Peterson, 18 feet away, drives down the left side, puts it up. Shot blocked by Roach. Roach saves it inbound to right to Ledesma. Ledesma goes up front. He fouled hard. Richard and Richmond both there. Both think they got all ball. The three bodies on the floor. And the foul's going to go on Connor Richard. That'll be his third. And we'll send Mateo Ledesma to the free throw line. Both teams have had issues at the free throw line. The Irish are just 5 of 13. The Jaguars are just 3 of 8. Ledesma hits the first one. 31-26, the failed lead is 5. Sergio Pena checks in for the first time. Pena, 6-foot junior for Richard with the 3 fouls. And now there's some kind of a discussion going on at the scores table. And got that squared away. One shot for Ledesma. Sales at 2-4. Trying to upset the 5-1 Jaguars. Ledesma, second free throw's off the iron. Rebound to Riley Roach. Roach gets it out to Richmond near half court. Cameron walks across the timeline. Perez on him. Picks up his dribble. 2-3 defense extending, trapping on the perimeter now. Eskel between the circle, swings the right wing to Richmond. Long cross-court pass to LaPena between the circles now as he comes with the ball. Now in the lane to LeConte. Misses a wild shot, took about 4 steps, no travel call. Jaguars with the rebound. Ahead to Perez. In the corner is George Guajardo, who hits the 3. And now he's got a timeout to fail. 6:03 to go in the ballgame. George Guajardo, 3-pointer as the Jaguars within 2 points. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KSS.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Crop Production Services for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Crop Production Services is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish student athletes all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Crop Production Services, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast.
I didn't take my faith seriously, which probably means I never really got it to begin with. No, I didn't want to give up sin. The reason we sin is because sin is fun. But it's self-love sin. But it's amazing with God's grace how easy trying to not sin it really is.
If you've been away from the Catholic Church for whatever reason, we invite you to take another look. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org today.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, after the Irish were able to hold the Jaguars to just 8 points in the third quarter, Tri-City Prep in the first 2 minutes of the fourth quarter have already scored 6. The last 3 on a 3-point field goal by George Guajardo, a 5'6 sophomore. Just found out from the Tri-City Prep fans that he is a sophomore. He's not in the varsity, on the varsity roster. Then Adam Eskel throws a high, hard one over the head of either Galloway or Richmond out of bounds. So Coach Griffin calls the timeout, and the Irish turn it over in the unforced variety. The Sales, after their best quarter offensively of 14 in the third, have not scored here in the fourth. Perez gets it to Peterson. Peterson, high dribble, has it stripped by Hain. Hain will head the other way and lay it in. Hain now wearing number 23 after he had to remove the 5 jersey because it had the blood on it. So Hain with the defense to offense. The Irish lead is 33-29. Missed shot by Peterson. Rebound. Roach goes high for it. Now off to Darryl Galloway. Galloway, Eskel, Hain, Richmond, and Roach on the floor for DeSales. Swinging right wing to Travis Hain. In the right corner now, Galloway. Galloway with Ledesma coming out and passes cross court to Eskel. Eskel for 3. Off the arm will go. Rebound Ledesma. 5 minutes left. Irish up 33-29. George Guajardo, the 5'6 sophomore, pressed into action because his, I assume, brother Joshua, the senior, is in the locker room after that collision with Richmond. Mateo to Peterson. Peterson drives baseline. We've got a push foul, they say, before the shot. So there will not be free throws. The foul is on Eskel, his third. So Eskel and Richard each with three. Brady Versteeg has three for the Jaguars. Six fouls out of sales. Lob inside for Versteeg off his fingertip and controlled by Richmond. Irish get the turnover. Bring it into front court. Cameron with Perez on him between the circles. Right wing pass now goes to Galloway. Galloway holds the ball overhead. Pass up top goes to Hayne. Hayne finds Eskel inside. Shot over Versteeg. Shot won't go. Rebound Perez. Perez at 5'7 went high for that rebound. Just the sophomore. Now to Mateo. Mateo Ledesma palming the basketball. He got it on the left wing. Just the old hesitation that those NBA guys get away with every time, but not in high school basketball. But the Jaguars turn it over. Connor Richard checks in for Riley Roach. Sales with the ball leading by four. 4:26 to go in the ballgame. Sales have scored just 2 points here in the fourth quarter, trying to hold off the Jaguars and pull off the upset. Hayne deep on the right wing with it. Perez right on him. Now spins away from him, puts one dribble on the floor, now throws in the corner to Richmond. Now up top to Hayne. Swing it to Galloway. Galloway looking inside for Richmond. Richard up top now to Hayne. Hayne's long shot won't get a whistle and a foul on the rebound. And it's on Connor Richard pushing off inside. And that's four fouls on Connor Richard. And it's also seven fouls on the Sales. Now, if they say the Irish have possession when that foul is committed, there won't be any free throws. But now Joe Perez is saying, wait a minute, shouldn't it be one and one? There's a loose ball foul, and yes, it will be free throw. And Connor Richard's going to come out of the ballgame. Well, no free throws. Okay, just a change of possession. Irish will show man-to-man pressure. Guajardo gets in the front court to Versteeg. Back to George Guajardo. Down the left corner, Versteeg. Stripped by LeCompte. Ball's loose. Got a whistle on a foul called as Ledesma. That was not Versteeg, it was Ledesma. Reached up and grabbed a hold of, I think, LeCompte. The foul is on Ledesma, his third. And that was also a loose ball foul, so no free throw. That's six fouls on the Jaguars. Only six fouls on the Jaguars. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So the Irish will shoot free throws on the next Jaguar foul. Both teams will be in the bonus from here on out. Richmond in the front court. Irish up 33-29. Down low on the baseline of Eskel. Up top to Galloway in the corner to Richmond. Three is on the way. Short guy. Hayne runs it down. Tries to get it to LeCompte. It's tipped away. LeCompte gets it back down. Galloway, he drives in. He's wide. Shot blocked by Versteeg. Versteeg got it. Darrell wanted a foul call. Didn't get it. George Guajardo now in front court. Gets it to Perez from 8 feet on the left wing. Won't go. Rebound tipped around. Ball's loose and out of bounds. Last touch by DeSales. 3:13 to go in the game. 35 seconds on the shot clock as they get a fresh one. A 4-point DeSales lead. DeSales trying to pull off the upset. Galloway slaps away from Perez as he tries to inbound it. Galloway, Roach, LeCompte, Hayne, Richmond on the floor for DeSales right now. Alan Griffin up coaching his guys on defense. They get into Versteeg, a little five-footer, way too strong, won't go. Rebound George Guajardo, and he's fouled. The Irish get another break as Versteeg, the 6'3 junior, just way off the mark on the wide-open shot. But then George Guajardo, the 5'6 sophomore, nobody blocks him out. He gets the offensive rebound, a foul on Richmond, and Guajardo will shoot free throws. He's got 2 3-pointers here in the second half off of Joe Perez's bench, and he hits the free throw. The Jaguars are 2 for 3 from the line in the fourth quarter. They've cut an 8-point lead down to 3, 33-30. They've been as close as 2 here in the second, in the fourth quarter. Guajardo misses the second one, but the rebound tips around Peterson. Got it. Gets it to Guajardo. Up top to Perez. He'll fire a 3 off the iron, won't go. Rebound tipped up almost in by Single, and then LeCompte goes after it, and he's standing out of bounds. It was tipped by Hinkson, who's checked in, and the Jaguars get another possession. Boy, a grinded-out game. The Sales got to defend their own basket here. Defensive basket. Inbound to Guajardo. Guajardo trying to find some room. Richmond won't let him get a shot. Gets to Peterson. He drives in. Puts the lane up. Won't go. Rebound for Steve. He gets it. Peterson gets it back. Has it ripped away by Rhodes. And they got a foul. The Jaguars can't finish inside. The Irish can't get the ball back. Alan Griffin frustrated with the call. The old, you got to call it down at both ends. The foul was on Roach, his second, and Dane Peterson will shoot two free throws. First one off the iron won't go. Boy, this is an agonizing game to watch for the coaches. Guys are playing hard, but they're just, nobody can make a basket. Esco's going to check in to the game, and Peterson misses them both. Esco with the rebound. Outlet to Galloway. LeConte is the player who went out when Esco came in. Galloway on the dribble drive, picks up the dribble. Up top now goes to Esco. To Richmond, right wing to Galloway. He'll fire the three. Off the iron, won't go. Rebound, Versteeg. Versteeg gets it off to Perez. 2:30 to go. DeSales up 33-30, trying to pull off the upset. Missing two senior starters, Moore and Lou Vasari, but the players on the floor for the Irish are being very good. He shot missed inside, rebound for Steve, and he puts it in. Finally, the Jaguars finish at the one-point game. 33-32 Irish. Jeff wants the top of the key, but gets it to Galloway. Splits the defense, gets inside, finds Roach. Roach on his feet, ducks down for Steve, falls against him and fouls him. Riley bent real low, never made the headset fake. Versteeg tried to get out of his way and just pushed him. Not a lot of contact there, but the foul on Versteeg is his fourth now. And Riley Roach will be at the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. The Sales just 2 points here in the fourth quarter, clinging to a 1-point lead now after leading 31-23 heading into the final 8 minutes. Roach hits the front end. Irish just 5 of 13 at the line going into the fourth quarter, but they're 1-for-1 here in the fourth. They lead it 34-32, and it looks like Josh Guajardo's night is finished. He is wrapped up in the cellophane in the ice. Roach misses the second one. Rebound Peterson. 2-point ball game. 2 minutes left. Perez into front court. Pass on the left wing to George Guajardo. The sophomore dribbles baseline. Payne all over him. Up top it goes to Hinkson. Now to Perez. Perez to Peterson. Richard on Peterson. Up top it goes to George Guajardo. Down the left corner goes to Perez. Back to George Guajardo. 17 foot on the way. He's got a little head fake and he scores it. Timeout on the floor. George Guajardo, 5-6, sophomore, 9 points. All in the second half. Older brother is out of this game, all wrapped up. Wow. Well, obviously I'm rooting for the Irish, but you got to love George Guajardo's second half effort. We're tied at 34. Timeout on the floor, 1:41 to go in the game. We'll be right back, 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Hi, I'm Scott Abagin. December was one of our best sales months in our history, and as a result, we are loaded with lots of clean, locally owned trades. We are also experiencing some of the lowest interest rates in history, which makes now a great time to upgrade your vehicle. Like a 2004 Toyota Corolla, locally owned, only 23,000 original miles, or a 07 Toyota Highlander Hybrid, ready for winter and great gas mileage. Lots more to choose from. See us online or in the showroom, Abagin Toyota, Eastgate, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Both Coach Alan Griffin for DeSales and Joe Perez for Tri-City Prep trying to squeeze some offense out of their team. The Jaguars have only scored 8 points in the third quarter. They've scored 11 now in the fourth quarter. The Irish, after a 14-point third quarter, have just one field goal and 3 points here in the fourth quarter. Their 8-point lead is gone. George Guajardo, the 5'6 sophomore, a little head fake, step back, 17-foot jumper, nothing but net, is tied it at 34 with a minute 38 to go in the game. Roach throws it in the front court to Connor Richmond. Now in the right corner goes to Cameron Richmond. Richmond will dribble out between the circles. Richmond, Esco, Payne, Richard, and Roach on the floor for the Sales. Cross court, pass to Richmond against the zone defense. Back in the right corner now to Haynes. Down low to Richard, kick out to Haynes. Three on the way, air ball. Tipped around, Roach saved it, knocks it off of Peterson. Nice heads-up play by Riley Roach. Haynes' shot was way too strong. Riley went out of bounds in the air to get it and was able to throw it off of Dane Peterson. Timeout. 9 on the shot clock. Alan Griffith's going to try to drop an offensive play that will score a bucket on an inbound when we come back. 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Our lives seem to be getting more impersonal all the time. Take banking, for instance. Good banking involves more than competitive interest rates, online access, convenient hours, escrow and contract collections, and trust and investment services. Oh, sure, Baker Boyer has all those things, but we have something even more important to offer you. We take the time to get to know you. We've been building relationships that stand the test of time for more than 130 years now. Stop in and see what relationship banking is all about. Baker Boyer Bank, guiding you to a brighter financial future. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Well, the sale with 1:15 to go in the game, 9 on the shot clock, inbound on the baseline, about halfway between the corner and the basket. They'll bring out Adam Eskel to inbound it. Connor Richards, Riley Roach, and Travis Hain are lined up close to Eskel. Richmond Cameron is out at the top of the key. Looks to get inside to get on the wing to Hain. Hain will fire the three. He's got it. Travis Hain hits the three-point field goal with 1:09 to go off the inbound. And the Irish are up 37-34. Guajardo gets it down the left corner of her seat. Back to Guajardo. Up top to Perez. Playing it to Peterson. Peterson from 16 off the iron won't go. Rebound gets out of there. And out of bounds off the Jaguars. Travis Hain off the timeout. Hits the three. And now a timeout for the Jaguars. 54 seconds left. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Losing a pet to injury, illness, or age can be a very emotional experience. Grief is a normal part of the loss of any bond as deep as those we share with our pet. The Washington State University College of Veterinary Medicine offers assistance by phone for people dealing with such a loss. The Veterinary College's hotline number is 509-335-5704. That's 335-5704. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital and Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, I certainly appreciate the effort displayed by both these teams from the coaching staff right on down. Both teams coming in shorthanded, missing multiple starters at the start of the game. Joe Perez, the Jaguars, has seen his point guard, Josh Guajardo, injured. 6-foot senior on the bench, his right arm wrapped up, and both teams struggling mightily to produce offense, and we've got a very exciting finish here. The Irish are 37-34, Travis Hain, three-pointer off an inbound play with 9 seconds on the shot clock a moment ago to break the tie. Inbound to Cameron Richmond, he's fouled. That would be 8 fouls now on the Jaguars. Perez and Peterson were both there. Peterson begging that he had the ball, but he also had the arm. That's 3 on Peterson. Now Cameron Richmond will shoot the front end of a 1-1. That's 4 on Peterson. So that's probably only 3 on Verstee. Cameron, front end of the 1-1 is on the way, and it's off the mark. Rebound Verstee. Or Peterson, excuse me. Here comes Guajardo. Ahead to Perez. Hanging right on Perez. Now the corner to Guajardo. Up top to Peterson. That's on him. Pass from the wing, knocked away by Travis Hain. Travis Hain is really doing a job here towards the end of the ball game. He's playing the passing lane. He scored 5 of the 6 Irish points here in the fourth quarter, including that huge 3-pointer to give the Irish the lead that they have right now at 37-34. Down to 38 seconds up. Hain slaps another inbound pass away. Travis Hain, he's got the fire in his eyes on defense right now. 21 on the shot clock, 37 point seconds to go. Peterson will inbound in the corner at the end of his bench. In front of his Tri-City Press fans, up top to Perez. Perez will fire a 3, overhanging, partially blocked, loose ball saved to Perez. Perez to George Guajardo. Guajardo trapped on the baseline. Pass inside to Versteeg, and he lays it in. Timeout on the floor. 37-36, the sales up 1 with 23 seconds left. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, the Irish cheering section across the way is packed. They're on their feet. I'll be honest, this is about as exciting a boys' basketball game that I've been able to watch for quite some time. And you wouldn't have thought so to start tonight. The 5-1 Jaguars against the 2-4 Irish. Of course, as an Irish fan, I know that Luke Fazari is sick and wouldn't be here. We knew that Matt Moore, another Irish senior starter, would not be here due to a religious commitment. What we didn't know is the Jaguars would be missing two big starters, Briar Westerfield and Bailey Reba. Okay? And these guys are competing hard against each other. Eskel gets it inbound, Galloway. Hinkson will chase him. They need to foul him. Galloway gets away from it and says, oh, so you're not going to foul him. They're down to 15 seconds to go. They're not going to foul. Galloway holding the basketball. Now they come after him with 11 seconds to go. The Jaguar fans frustrated. The Jaguar bench frustrated. Darryl Galloway just dribbled away about, 8 seconds out front there before they came after him and fouled him. Galloway will be at the free throw line with 11 seconds to go. Now they buzz the buzzer while he has the ball. He can't do that. Okay, it's 5 fouls. Okay, 5 fouls on... It's number 3, not 33. So, a mistake at the scores table. The foul is on Anthony Perez. So, they try to inadvertently ice Darryl Galloway. So, Darryl, with 6 points, will shoot the front end of the 1-1 with 11 seconds left. His team up by 1 point, 37-36. Darryl, 5'10 junior shot is on the way and good. But the Irish up by 2. Timeout on the floor. 11 seconds left. Darryl will try to make it a 3-point lead. And when we come back, 100.7 FM KHSS.
There's a very good reason why RV owners love the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op. RV owners know they'll find everyday discount prices on gas, diesel, and propane. They know they'll find a roomy outdoor bay for washing their RV. They know that the co-op has a convenient tank dumping station, and finally, no matter the time, day or night, RV owners know they can use their co-op card in the C-Store. Everything about the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op makes RV owners happy campers. Stop by, stock up, and head out.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
The Sales boys trying to hang on. Their 8-point lead evaporated here in the fourth quarter, but they're back up by 2. A Travis Haynes 3 with a minute to go. And now a Darryl Galloway free throw with 11 seconds and one more coming with his team up 38-36. Darryl takes his 5-second free throws up and in and out. Rebound for Steve. Gets it to Peterson. Peterson knocks it towards the left by Rose. To Haynes. To Eskel. Eskel will miss the lay-in and it's hit with the buzzer by Gavin Richmond. That's the ball game. The Sales beat the first place team in the league. Both teams come in shorthanded. The Irish went at 40-36. We'll be back with a happy total from 100.7 FM.
Do you need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling is expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on sizes available. That's 520-1467. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
Hi, this is Julie Doty. My family owns Walla Walla Transmission on Bennett Street, just north of West Rose. I'd tell you about our current specials, except, well, we don't have any. We realize that monthly specials won't earn your trust or your business. Our goal is to earn your business through exceptional customer service and the highest quality transmission work you'll find anywhere in the valley. If you're having tranny troubles, we can help. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission and give our crew a chance to earn your business. Walla Walla Transmission, 204 Bennett Street, Walla Walla.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live, and the Irish girls and boys get a sweep of the Tri-City Prep Jaguars here on a Friday night as the playoffs are just a little over a week away, and it's starting to feel like that. Two shorthanded boys teams compete extremely hard against each other. The Sales boys get the win 40-36. To improve their conference record to 3-4 and even their overall record to 8-8. More importantly, I don't know if more importantly is the right word, Tri-City Prep, who came into this game in first place in the conference, falls to 5-2 and 9-8 overall, and a flat-footed three-way tie for first place in the Southeast 2B boys standing. Tri-City Prep, Walla Walla Valley Academy, and the Stoughton. All with 5-2 records. All those teams will be in action tomorrow night. Tri-City Prep's got to find a way to regroup. They come back down here tomorrow to College Place to take on Walla Walla Valley Academy. Not sure why Tri-City Prep was missing two starters tonight, Briar Westerfield and Bailey Rivas. Two players who combined for 21 points and a bucket of rebounds in a convincing win over the Irish in December, 52-29. The Sales missing a couple starters tonight as well, and Matt Moore and Luke Pizzari, but a bunch of guys out there for both teams gutted it out. The Irish found a way to get enough offense in the fourth quarter to outscore even though they were being outscored and have their 8-point lead evaporate. The Jaguars outscored them 13-9 in the final 8 minutes. The Jaguars' best quarter of the game. In the first quarter, was 11-9 to Sales. Each team scored just 6 points in the second quarter. The Irish led 17-15. The Sales had their best offensive quarter in the third quarter, putting up 14 points. After scoring just 17 the whole first half, they led it 31-23 with 8 minutes left. But then here came the Jaguars. Little George Guajardo, the 5'6 sophomore, younger brother of Josh Guajardo, their 6-foot senior point guard, who fell hard after a collision with Cameron Richmond and did not return to the game. As the Jaguars, already missing two starters, could not... That obviously did not help them, but the Irish boys, Travis Hain, hit that three-pointer with the score tied at 34 with 1:09 left. Coach Griffin took a timeout after the ball went out of bounds with his 9 on the shot clock. They hit Hain for the open three. Then Darryl Calloway was able to hit 1 of 2 free throws with 11 seconds left after Brady DeSteeg had hit a comebacker. And the Irish hang on and win it, 40-36, as Cameron Richmond was able to tip in a shot at the buzzer after the Irish stole the ball after the Galloway missed free throw. So the Irish win at 40-36. We'll be back with statistics and a visit with Irish head coach Alan Griffin on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Colder weather calls for warmer bed coverings. As the blankets and comforters come out of storage, why not get them professionally dry cleaned at Stewart's French Dry Cleaners? Stewart's has been Walla Walla's first choice for dry cleaning since 1919, and with good reason. Stewart's has the latest in dry cleaning technology, the mending services are first rate, and, most important of all, Frank, Mike, and Gerald Lyons are all around good guys. You'll find Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 214 East Alder Street in Walla Walla. Call Stewart's today at 529-0662.
When cold weather hits, don't you get hit with a high repair bill. Instead, get a heating system precision tune-up now. Only $89 from Total Comfort Solutions.
This is Jane DiDario from Windermere Real Estate. When buyers want to know the condition of the heating and air conditioning systems, I call Terry at Total Comfort Solutions in Walla Walla. He's trustworthy, reliable, and priced reasonably.
Don't get left out in the cold. Get the $89 special now. Call Terry Hall and schedule your heating system precision tune-up from Total Comfort Solutions, 525-4868.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Crop Production Services for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Crop Production Services is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish student athletes all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Crop Production Services, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
We know you've come to love our scrumptious homemade dishes.
We've created the Panther, the Sampler, and specialty pizzas to satisfy your wishes.
We decided it was time to play in the kitchen and create something new.
We've developed a pasta masterpiece just for you.
Pasta with creamy, smoky chipotle sauce and lots of cheese.
Plus linguica spices it up by a few degrees.
It's called the Kelly Rotelli and will only be offered for a while.
Try it while it lasts. It'll make you smile.
Boys! Save us some for the customers.
Mamma mia!
Bizarre's Finest on Bridge Street in Clarkston.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at the DeSales High School, and as I scan the floor, as people mill around and visit here at the start of the weekend, a lot of happy faces out there as the Irish boys compete, grind it out, and win it 40-36. And no face more content or more happy than the face of head coach Alan Griffin. And Coach Griffin, your guys work real hard. You and Coach meet him, I coach them up real hard, and you get the win. Exciting atmosphere tonight.
Yeah, it's tremendously exciting. I mean, and hats off to the Irish faithful. I mean, the volume in the gym tonight was just extraordinary. The student section was just awesome, and it really was our guys just worked their butt off, like you said, Coach. They have a tendency when they play like that and respond like that, they have a tendency to make the coach look good. But every single bit of credit goes to the athletes. They just did it. Those guys did a tremendous job tonight.
You know, obviously there's all kinds of back and forth moments in this game, but the thing that is reflecting on the game a little bit, you know, that I don't know if I say I'd like it the most, but, you know, we're up by 8 going into the fourth quarter, our energy level's up, we're pretty excited, but here they come. You know, their main guy, Joshua Hardo, is in the locker room, and his little brother pops in that long jumper and hits the 3, and next you know, our lead's gone. But the way our guys were able to respond in that final minute, you call the timeout, 9 seconds on the shot clock, score's tied. Talk us through that timeout, and we know the result, the Haynes 3-pointer.
Basically, at that point, we I don't really draw very much up spontaneously. I'm not that bright. There are things that we work on a lot in practice, and we got the ball right where we wanted to have it for that situation. Earlier in the game, we ran a double screen action from the weak side, and had Adam come over, I think it was Adam or Cameron come over for the shot. No, it was Adam. He came over for the shot, but he didn't get it off. It was a good look. I felt that we had him set up nicely to be able to run the same look, but this time get Travis over, and big players make big plays. He came off the double screen that Connor and Adam set down low. Travis did a great job getting his feet set up. Underneath him, went straight up, and it was all net from the time it left his hand. What a big shot.
You know, a lot of guys did a lot of good things, but it's got to feel really gratifying. He's a 5'11 senior. He's been with you the last 3 years and made some very good defensive plays down the stretch as well. And you could just, I think I said this on the radio, you could see the fire in his eyes. Travis was not going to let his guys lose this ball game, and it was very fitting that he hit that 3-pointer, and then you guys held on down the stretch.
Yeah, and Travis is that's how he plays. I mean, he plays with that fire in his eyes. Some of the time, I'd like to get him to be there. I'd like to get him to be there most of the time, but he has a he really does have a competitive streak in him. I've seen him the last couple years. I watch him in baseball, and he was big tonight. I mean, not just with that shot, but he really played well. He led us well tonight as a senior. That's what you look for, and he did a tremendous job.
Well, Coach, you know, you build on that now. You're 3-4. You know, quite frankly, kind of a stinker of a game on Tuesday. It's great to come back with this effort. What are you going to talk to the kids about to build on that tomorrow night at Dayton?
I don't think I have to say much of anything other than we know what it feels like. When we know the level and the tempo that we have to play at. It doesn't matter who we play. It doesn't matter who's on the other team. It doesn't matter where we're at. They know where they have to play. They know where they have to be at. All I'm going to say, what I'm going to remind them of is just remember how it felt, not necessarily at the end of the game, but at the beginning of the game. Remember what we had to do in order to get into that position. I think these guys they're very studious. They're cerebral. I think they'll understand. I think they'll get it. And I look forward to really a good outing tomorrow night in Dayton.
Playing well at the right time of the season as the district tournament's just around the corner on the road to Dayton after knocking off the first place Jaguars. Hopefully, good luck with that momentum, and we'll see you tomorrow night. Oh wait, Coach, Dairy Queen Player of the Game.
I've got to give the Dairy Queen Player of the Game to Travis Hain. Again, the shot was huge, but he did a lot of things for us that don't get in the scorebook, so he was deserving of it.
Okay, Travis Hain, game-winning shot, I guess we could say, broke that 34-34 tie. But defense all throughout the game by he and his teammates, a great leader, the 5'11" senior, 8 points, and the game winner down the stretch. Thanks, Coach.
Thank
talk
you.
To you tomorrow night.
Thank you, sir.
Alan Griffin, always very gracious to visit. And a doubleheader sweep. The Lady Irish and the Irish boys get the win. We'll be back to wrap things up. 100.7 FM KSSF.
Over 100 years ago, Schneller Optical served many patients from a small office on Main Street in downtown Walla Walla. Dr. Roseanne Schneller's grandfather was the optometrist who started this family business so long ago. In the years since then, Roseanne's two uncles and her father have followed in their father's footsteps. And today, Roseanne is carrying on the family tradition of Schneller Optical at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic. Come see what makes Blue Mountain Vision Clinic such a special place. 1711 Dallas Military Road, Walla Walla.
If you're wearing braces today or recently had them taken off, chances are you know Dr. Greg Fink very well. And if you wore braces more years ago than you'd like to admit, chances are you know Dr. Eugene Martin very well. Here's something else you should know. Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin are huge Irish fans, and they've been sponsoring Irish radio broadcasts for years. So if you or someone in your family needs braces, remember Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin. Along with their entire staff, they wish the Fightin' Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that. Whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center. Owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock, that's Postal Annex Plus, proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
Are you searching for the perfect flooring for your home at the lowest possible price and not sure who to turn to? Rely on us at Connors Mr. Carpet to guide you painlessly through the process. With more than 30 years in the flooring industry, we have the knowledge and the experience to help you select the flooring that offers the right combination of performance and style for your budget. Come see our vast selection of flooring, tile, countertops, and blinds. We offer 3D visualization, installation scheduling with local professional installers, and free estimates. Visit us on the internet at ConnorsMrCarpet.com or call us at 522-0176. Are you searching for the perfect flooring for your home at the lowest possible price and not sure who to turn to? Rely on us at Connors Mr. Carpet to guide you painlessly through the process. With more than 30 years in the flooring industry, we have the knowledge and the experience to help you select the flooring that offers the right combination of performance and style for your budget. Come see our vast selection of flooring, tile, countertops, and blinds. We offer 3D visualization, installation scheduling with local professional installers, and free estimates. Visit us on the internet at ConnorsMrCarpet.com or call us at 522-0176.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at DeSales High School, and the loudest, the most intense, and the happiest our gym's been start to finish in a doubleheader broadcast in a long time. And credit to the boys who gutted out the 40-36 win over the first place team in the league, the Tri-City Prep Jaguars. The Irish go to 3-4 in the conference, solidly in fourth place. which is where you've got to be if you want a chance to play your way into the district tournament. A three-way tie for first place now, Tri-City Prep, Walla Walla Valley Academy, and Asotin all at 5-2. Let's look at the scoring statistics, where offense was a struggle for both teams all game long. Scoring for the Jaguars, 3 points for Anthony Perez, 3 for Mateo Ledesma, 4 for Dane Peterson, 5 for Josh Guajardo, the senior point guard, went down with the shoulder injury in, I think it was late third quarter, early fourth quarter, and did not return. And then 9 points for George Guajardo, the 5'6 sophomore, all in the second half. 2 3-pointers and a 2-pointer, a step-back 17-footer that got them their high watermark. I think that tied it at 34 before the Travis Hain 3. I think that did. So neat to see that young sophomore step up for Joe Perez's Jaguars, but even neater for the Irish to survive it and win the ball game. 12 points for Brady Versteeg as he had a rebound putback to give the Jaguars their final basket of the ball game. For the Irish, 1 point for Adam Eskel, 3 points for Juan Cortez, 3 for Riley Roach, 5 for Emil LeConte, 7 for Daryl Galloway, 8 for Travis Hain, and 13 for Cameron Richmond. Cameron came alive there in the second half. He scored the first 5 points of the game. Looked like he was going to have a big offensive ball game. Hit the opening three-pointer, hit a couple free throws, and just really struggled for quite a while. Then he hit a three in the third quarter that kind of got him going, and made a basket also in the fourth quarter to lead all scorers with 13 points. The Travis Hain three was a 109 on the clock. More importantly, just 9 on the shot clock when they inbounded the ball. Got the Irish up 37-34 after little George Guajardo had tied it. Then after a Brady Versteeg rebound putback, Daryl Galloway was able to hit 1 of 2 free throws, get the Irish up 38-36. And then with 11 seconds left, Dane Peterson tried to throw it full court. Picked out of the air by the Irish defensively. I think Riley Roach stole it, and then Adam Eskel blew a wide-open lay-in basically at the buzzer. Cameron Richmond able to tip it in for his 12th and 13 points of the game at the buzzer, and the Irish win it 40-36. Well, the girls and boys will travel to Dayton. The Lady Irish will have a chance to clinch the Southeast 2B girls title. The Lady Irish will head into that contest at 7-0. Dayton's girls 5-1 heading into a game at Waitsburg tonight. If the Dayton girls won that one, the Irish girls either way can clinch with a win over Dayton. Dayton's girls could tie for first if they upset the Lady Irish. So big girls game tomorrow night. The boys, every game's a big one now as they try to build momentum and build on that 3-4 conference record that they now have and finish strong down the stretch in the regular season. Well, hope you enjoyed this doubleheader broadcast, and hope you enjoy listening to the ball game. Great job back at the studio by Dan, as always. Please patronize all of our great sponsors who help bring these broadcasts, who without them we couldn't bring these broadcasts along the way. So this is Mike Spee saying I hope you enjoyed these broadcasts. The girls win at 61-31. Our Derrick Lynn player of the game on the girls' side, two of them, Molly Lesko with 8 points, Hannah Leahy with 6, and the Irish boys survived the comeback effort in the fourth quarter, win at 40-36, upsetting the first-place Jaguars. Travis Hain, our Derrick Boone player of the game, with that big three with 1:09 to go to have to get the Irish up at the end of the ball game, 37-34, and they win it 40-36. That's going to close it out. We'll send it back to the studios of 100.7 FM, KHSL.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM, KHSS. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.